Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Friday, 10th of May, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a strong note today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hinted at a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 70 points. In the previous session, both benchmarks took a hit with Sensex plunging over 1,000 points and Nifty dropping below 22,000 level. Continued FII selling and fear of not so favorable election outcome has dented market sentiments. Analysts expect the volatility in markets to continue in the near term in the absence of any major positive triggers. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty may take immediate support at 21,922 level. On the higher side, the index is expected to face resistance at 21,992 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Bharat Petroleum. The company reported a 30% on-year decline in consolidated net profit at 4,789 crore rupees for the fiscal fourth quarter. The company's revenue from operations also declined to 1.32 lakh crore in the same period. BPCL board recommended an issue of bonus shares in the ratio of 1:1. Number 2, Solar Active Pharma Sciences. The company approved a rights issue to raise 449 crore rupees. The rights shares are priced at 375 per equity share, which includes a premium of 365 rupees per equity share. The issue is scheduled to open on 28th May and will close on 11 June. Number 3, Brigade Enterprises. The company has inked an agreement for a prime land parcel located on Old Madras Road in Bengaluru. The project is spread across 4.6 acres and the total development potential of the residential project will be around 0.6 million square feet with a gross development value of 660 crore rupees. Number 4, PNC Infratech. The company subsidiary PNC Kanpur Highways executed a settlement agreement worth 398 crore rupees with the National Highways Authority of India. Additionally, shares of Tata Motors, Eicher, Cipla, Union Bank, Bank of Baroda, Bank of India, Kalyan Jewelers, Dr. Lal Path Labs and Polycab India will be in focus as these companies will release their March quarter earnings on May 10. Moving to how the global markets have performed today. Japan led gains in Asia-Pacific markets after stronger than expected consumer spending data and renewed rate cut hopes by the US Federal Reserve bolstered market sentiment. Japan's Nikkei 225 was up 1.5%, while the broad-based topic rose 1.22%. South Korea's Kospi climbed 1%, and the Australian S&P ASX 200 index also inched higher. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng index pointed to a stronger open on Friday. Overnight in the US, all three major indices climbed as fresh weekly jobless claims data came in at the highest level since August, raising expectations that central bank might cut interest rates at some point this year. The 30-stock Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 0.85% to notch its longest win streak since a 9-day run in December last year. The S&P 500 added 0.5% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.27%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services about how the markets are likely to behave ahead of the general election results in June.
Go deeper into this month of May, and as we approach the monthly F&O expiry, by the end of this month and first 3 days of June till the time we know the outcome of the election, let us prepare ourselves, fasten our seatbelts for this roller coaster ride to get a little bit more aggressive with possibly, you know, gravitational force getting tested for a lot of short to medium term investors. But if you are an investor, I think these are great times to look at some really strong names. We are also in the midst of fourth quarter earnings last financial year. So markets, as far as the larger index is concerned, Sensex and Nifty will go through a lot of choppiness, volatility. Mid-cap, small-cap will even display a larger volatility compared to the index and Sensex, that is Sensex and Nifty. We also need to see a little bit of lower levels as far as the India VIX is concerned. Even that has to settle down in case if we want to see some kind of stability. There were a lot of leveraged positions, weak hands that had come into the market, and it is good to see this healthy correction so that we have a little bit of more excitement once we know the outcome of the election.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.